form. And it's the form that it has is related to a translation operator. And this molecule has a certain symmetry that when you turn it by 1/6 of a circle, you get the same thing back. And this translation operator, what it does is it takes this vector and pushes all the elements up, and the top element goes to the bottom. That's what the translation matrix on the left is doing. It's got ones, except zeros down the diagonal, and then ones on the super diagonal, and this one in the corner. And that takes this vector and pushes all of the elements up, and takes the one on the top and puts it on the bottom. And if you apply it twice, so you apply this translation operator twice, what happens is that it pushes them up two, and takes the top two and puts them here at the bottom. Now this translation operator has eigenvalues and eigenvectors. And the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of the translation operator are the same as the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of T squared, or the eigenvectors are the same. Right? Because if you find the eigenvectors of T, you can just apply it twice. And once you apply it the first time, you still get the eigenvectors again. So what we want to do is find the eigenvectors